Josh just showed me a picture of Roberto Zambia, okay, posted. He says, total trash J-Rox with three thumbs down. And then on his Facebook post, he goes on to say, next time you steal an idea, at least consult from the one that you want to copy from. So consult from the origin. So in my mind, I'm thinking, Roberto doesn't...
He's not that kind of guy.
Me and him talk a lot in the background, so you told me this and that, but he would never like bring it out anyway.
I know him. I know him to be, you know, a reserved guy.
So anyway, Roberto is here. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, man. How are you doing?
Well, great, thank you.
Roberto Banda.
Yeah, man, what's up?
What did you say?
So, first of all, we know that you don't... There's a lot of things that happen in the industry. You never bring out things like this anyhow, anywhere.
No, I don't.
What really happened here, for people who don't know?
So, on the Superstar album, there's a song I have called Bartender with J-Rox, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, we started shooting that music video. And then, J-Rox, the first day, he didn't show up. He had some commitment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, we postponed the shoot to the following day. So, the following day, we started shooting. Up to about late in the afternoon, he still didn't show up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he came through. By the time that he came through, the videographer had to leave because I hired him on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So I shared with him the concept of what I wanted to do on the music video, which is basically symbolizing like two people sitting on a chair, a monarchy sort of arrangement,
mm-hmm.
dressed in black, just symbolizing being able to, you know, fulfill all your achievements and your dreams and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I shared a picture with him of what I wanted to do. And I was really surprised when I saw his music video. He used the very same concept, very same idea, only that he added that goat, you know, on the image. So I called him up and I'm like, yo, how come you're using my ideas? So he's like, nah, because you've taken time to release the video, ABC. So I said, okay, cool. I'd like for you to issue me a reason why, you know, you did this. So I called him up yesterday, and the dude was just like, hey, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, you know what, I'm tired of this. And that's the reason why I was just like, you know what, I'm going to call you out for who you are.
Maybe he might be in a position where he thinks or he knows that you don't own the idea. It's just an idea.
No, but the thing is that I drafted the idea. I shared with him. It's my song. I featured him on the song. You get my point?
Mm.
So I drafted the idea and shared
did
it
you
with
shoot,
him.
Did you shoot?
Listen, this is what I want to do in the music video. He went ahead and used it in his music video. And then on top of that, added a, you know, like a skull or whatever it is that you guys call it. You know what I mean? Symbolizing like, okay, yeah, I'm like king and stuff. I'm like, dude, I'm not even worried about all that stuff. I'm just worried about you using my idea. You know what I mean? Because this is a video project that we already started shooting. It's there.
And you haven't yet gotten to the point where you use the same idea that he has used?
I haven't even released the project.
But have you shot your part where it looks the same?
The thing is, that's a set that was supposed to have me and him. So he never showed up.
Oh, he never showed up?
No.
Oh, it's really sad. I'm in a position where you're both my friends and I don't know what to say.
I guess it is what it is.
It's sad anyway. It's just... It's not looking good for
the industry.
You're both upright, like, you know, like if I had to pick on upright people in the industry, both of you are on.
I like the guy. I like his vibe, and I like the direction he's taking with his music. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I feel like it's really great for Zambia. It inspires different people. You know, it inspires me as well. My only issue is the fact that I shared a concept with him of what I wanted us to do, and went ahead and used that. And he's been dodging me, you know, from that day. So I'm like, oh, okay.
He's not being apologetic about it.
Would you go ahead and do it the way you planned?
I'm still thinking. I'm just really pissed right now because I like to dialogue. And the person is really isn't interested in dialoguing with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can't be going back and forth like this. It doesn't really make any logical sense. So I just thought, you know, if this is what it is, whatever idea I share with you, you go ahead and use it. And I mean, let me just call you out for the person that you are. Period.
It's sad. So when you say trash, you mean like the
yeah, man, that's trash.
The actions or the person?
Everything. It's total trash.
It's sad.
I agree, Ben.
I'm sorry. I've never thought I would see you in this position.
I'm upset right now because I've been trying to dialogue with this person and he really isn't interested at all. You get my point.
man.
J-Rox is upright. First of all, I don't understand how, you know, he's not even interested in dialogue, in talking. It's, I don't know, man. I'm in the position where I don't know. Anyway, I hope things can be sorted out. So going forward, you are yet to decide whether you're going to use that you know, the idea or not.
I'm hoping he will come out and just really, you know, explain a couple of reasons. It doesn't matter whether he's explaining it to everybody else.
You think he owes you an apology?
Dude, now I'm just super pissed.
Oh, will it take an apology to fix this?
Much and stuff, yeah.
Roberto, is it going? What will it take to fix this? An apology?
Come again?
What will it take to fix this? An apology?
Listen, I don't want to say much at the moment.
Okay.
I might say the wrong things. All I know is that right now I'm really, really super pissed about it because I've been trying to reach out to this person, someone who I've called a friend, you know what I mean? This is like backstabbing me. This is like betrayal of the worst kind.
Yeah, man.
It's sad, man. Anyway, I hope we can come out of this. So the direction that both of you have taken is really priceless for the industry, man.
Plus, it would be good to still hear, you know, more Roberto and J-Rox combos, you know?
I don't know if that's ever going to happen, man. Me and him working on a song, I don't know.
Oh man!
I hope we can manage.
As I
hope
said, we have lost
Roberto. Well, Roberto, the fans have lost out on, you know, your possible collabs. I hope things can be mended. Roberto, we have to let you go. Thank you for talking to us.
Oh, come on,
all right, man.